Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
The following individual's voice has been disguised to protect their identity.
Corey, I must admit to you and before God that I don't use the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal when I shop Amazon. It has resulted in me overpaying for everything and has led to my increase in mountain debt and
it's okay. Go ahead.
And my man Meat left me for my neighbor because he says that she gets everything shipped for free in 2 days.
This is going to take some serious intervention. Don't be like this blue hair loser. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, welcome to another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the G in the Ugly Song. See how that U-G-L-Y.
You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. You ugly.
See?
Hey, how you think you got that way? Yo mama.
What?
Yo mama.
Speaking of mama.
You gay.
Bro.
Thank you, Lip.
That was random.
That was
beautiful. That's a wrong three shot, bro.
That's not right.
That's the three shot. We never edited it. We never moved it back.
Who's responsible
that's
for,
your fault.
Who's responsible for video streaming?
That's you. You are totally responsible for it.
Who's the associate producer?
Yeah, exactly. It's the associate producers. And who's crunk? What the hell is that?
I think the car crash outside.
You just crunkled up a huge water bottle.
No,
was
there
loud
was a car
hell.
Crash outside.
This is not how we start our Mother's Day non-special spectacular for mothers.
Boom. Fixed it.
See? I'm glad I was able to help you out on that.
You didn't do a god dang thing.
I did. I'm the one that helped.
All you did was criticize. Because that's all you do is criticize. You nag worse than my mom.
Dude,
God rest her soul.
I came over there. Your mom is not dead.
To me, she is.
Oh.
that's so
bad.
I'm sorry, mom. I love you. I just can't be around you.
This is going to take a longer intervention than we expected.
Yes.
Oh, man, y'all got to stop leaving me in the studio by myself to come up with those stupid Amazon openers. hey, Lady K, I see you. And Lady K says, I ain't ugly. No, I'm not ugly.
You ugly.
I'm the G in the ugly song.
Quit lying to yourself. Ain't no way, shape, or form have you ever been a G.
I am a G. The intern writes those for me.
You are not a G.
He writes those, and I was the
You're
best.
You're more of a Y.
Actually,
he's more of a Y.
He is a G. You know why?
Why?
Because he's jiggly.
Hey!
But that's with a J. Lip,
I know.
You can't spell.
Lip, you cannot
that's
spell.
That's how I spell jiggly, all right?
Oh, man. ESL.
That's illiterate.
ESL.
But there is a G in jiggly.
There's actually two G's.
There's a G in there. So, hey, Mocha, we don't give a damn how to spell it. All we know is there is a G somewhere in there.
It's at the end.
It's at the end. No, it's silent.
Like lasagna. Like lasagna.
And language. You can actually pronounce the G in
language.
Lang. ESL.
Mm-hmm. ESL.
Yeah.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate you coming in.
All right. How about this one?
Oh,
right.
God. Keith's got more.
Oh, hey, Lip is on fire. He missed last week. He's like, I got to come back with a vengeance.
He is coming back.
He is a G in there because he's gay.
Okay, we're going to let you have that one, Lip. We're gonna let Lip have that one. We're just gonna let that one roll off.
Yeah, we're gonna edit that one out.
Exactly.
Too bad I do the editing.
you ain't editing a dang thing.
There's a G in there somewhere.
There's a G in editing, right?
That's the only.
At the end, right? Editing.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's right.
No, there's
editing.
Not. That's a J. He don't know. He don't know. Just tell him that it ain't there. You don't know.
There's also a G in avocados.
Yes, from Mexico.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't get to it. It's not there.
I know.
There. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know why there's a G in avocado, because they're green.
He is really, he is stretching.
Just reaching.
Just reaching to find it.
Just pull your arm back.
There's a G somewhere.
there's a G in there somewhere.
Someone's fresh phone needs to be Twitter. Silent.
Lady yes. K, there's a reason for that. Lady K off the Twitter says that my bill on my hat is too far down. She can't see my eyes, and there's a reason for that.
Because he don't want you to see his eyes.
Corey got beat up by an ostrich the other day.
Yeah, I got mule kicked.
So he doesn't want to show his eyes because, you know, two black eyes, and like T.I. said, you know, where they at though? Where they at though?
Yeah.
You know, this is not what we came here for today.
No.
It is Mudder's Day coming up this Sunday. Hello, Mudder.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Sister.
Hello, Brother. I am calling from Camp Granada.
Granada.
See, your letter would say, send snickerdoodles right away.
It's okay, Lady K.
It's Mudder's Day.
Yes, Justin, I did change shirts from the video off of Instagram. How close attention are these people paying to the show now?
Corey.
Wow.
Corey, 15 minutes ago, you were in the Walmart. Now you're not.
Justin
now
says,
you're in your car.
Justin says, Corey changed shirts, was wearing black in video.
Oh my gosh. Corey, take showers. Wow. Breaking news.
Well, okay, Justin, if you really want to know, and I'm not talking about my buddy, Justin. Justin, if you really want to know, yes, I switched to a red shirt because red happens to be my mother's favorite color,
ooh,
and I'm wearing her favorite color on today's show.
See, and really I switched red? To a green shirt because green has to be my mother's least favorite color, and I don't like that girl.
You need a Dr. Phil moment. You need a Dr. Phil.
No, I really do
Dr.
love my
Phil?
Mom. I just
no, you don't. This is some. I think Philippians, what we have done
yes.
is that Mother's Day has risen up some settlement in
no,
D-Tay's
no,
life
no, no,
to the
no.
top that we clearly need to deal with.
No, we don't.
He's got some regressions that has now
no.
progressed to the top.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't.
You are in a safe place. You're surrounded by people who love you. Okay, you're in the safe place. You're surrounded by Philippians. He loves you. Okay, you're just in a safe place.
See, it happened when I was 12.
Point to the doll and tell me where mom touched you.
I came home from school one day.
Uh-huh.
And I was starving.
Latchkey kid.
And I was like, I can't wait to get home because I got that leftover Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster. And a surfing turf that I couldn't finish. 12 years old. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to throw this in the microwave. Philippians.
Yes.
I got to switch sides real quick because I'm leaving this place.
Yeah, you're leaving it. There you go.
I got home. I opened up that refrigerator.
One Frigidaire.
My box was still there. I opened it up. And the only thing left was a half of a Cheddar Bay biscuit. I looked in the living room, and there was my mama sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Eating up all my food.
All your food.
And I picked up that biscuit.
Oh, you're out of music, man.
Oh, sorry. And I threw it at her and said, bitch, might as well finish off the plate.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
Eating up all my stuff.
Don't be eating my biscuits.
Those are my Cheddar Bay biscuits. And the funny thing is, I bought that Red Lobster with my allowance.
What are Cheddar Bay biscuits?
They're biscuits made from the Cheddar Bay.
From Red Lobster?
Yeah.
I don't, you know how we, did we?
You're bougie.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we start the show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, did we talk about the seafood not being fresh in Arizona on the free show, or did we talk about it on
the
bone
show? Afterburn. Yeah, that was
it. Was on Afterburn?
That was on
okay,
Afterburn.
So then there's a story that I prepped today that won't make any sense because I got my beams crossed because I couldn't remember if we talked about it on Afterburn, which there is a new, it's a new month, so there is a new May episode out
yes.
available now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is probably my favorite episode of Afterburn.
Yes, I would definitely agree. But I couldn't remember if we talked about the seafood on Afterburn or if we talked about it on the free show.
No, it was Afterburn.
Okay,
Afterburn.
So we won't get to that one story that I have on there.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is Mother's Day, folks. And,
is it really?
Just remember, it's because of you that your mother pees when she sneezes, so send her some flowers. Happy Mother's Day.
Fat Guy Radio Show. wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? I work and work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. What do I get? What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Why? Christina, get out of that bed. Get out of that bed. You live in the most beautiful house in Brentwood, and you don't care if your clothes look unspatched from wire hangers.
True. From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
I should not laugh at that Mommy Dearest opening, but good Lord, that movie is so screwed up, it's comical to me. And what a way to start Mother's Day off with a clip from Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Fat Guy Radio Show, live from Glendale, Arizona, and heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. And I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Dr. Philippius.
Yes.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Hey.
We like the show to be interactive, so tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. This week, folks, Mother's Day is just around the corner. It's this Sunday, but there is still time to take advantage of the special deals at Target.com. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. In honor of your special lady who receives little credit for all that she does, Target has great deals on items that are just for mom. Find the perfect gift this Mother's Day. Get it shipped to your home in enough time. You might want to shop tonight. It's Thursday night. Might want to shop now. Or shop through our link and go and pick it up at your local Target store, all where there's Target stores available. Whichever way you choose to treat mom, get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. Yes, Lady K, that clip just killed your heart. It did me. I don't know why I find that stupid clip funny. Hey, Doug off the Facebook.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. Yes, it is Mother's Day this coming Sunday, and I'm going to do something that I've never done before on Mother's Day in the 5 years we've been on the air.
What is that?
I am not going to call my mom.
Wait, what?
Every year.
Wow. I know.
Every year.
I know you do.
I every call year. My mother. This year I'm not because my feelings are hurt. Excuse me.
Oh, I know why.
Wait, well, I don't.
My feelings are hurt, and why? It's not, I mean, it's not anything that's like huge or, you know,
why it's do I have because a frog of the buffet, in my throat? That's why.
Doug said he got his wife a vacuum for Mother's Day.
That's not right, Doug, off the Facebook. Mute my microphone for a minute. Pat for me, boys. I got a frog in my throat.
Oh, okay. Actually, that clip was actually really, really funny for me because it hit home. Because growing up, my mom actually made us call her Mommy Dearest.
Really?
Yeah, that was like her all-time favorite movie. And she actually had us call her Mommy Dearest, and she used to act out the scene with no wire hangers.
Mm-hmm.
Except for it was plastic hangers, and she beat us with those. And we thought she was acting for the longest time, but it just turned out she was beating our asses.
She's just beating the hell out of
us. Yeah,
me.
She just wanted to
see my mom.
Beat us.
My mom beat the hell out
Love
of
you,
me.
Love you, mom.
My mom beat the hell out of me when I was a kid too, but I deserved it. But for this time around,
Doug says you got frog legs stuck in your throat.
I do have frog legs stuck in my throat. That's what happens when I bring the boys cinnamon rolls before the show, and I had
four of them.
I may or may not have had seven.
I can't believe I had four.
I may have done the same math I did on your birthday cupcakes. But anyway, the reason why, not the reason why I'm not calling my mom, number one, I just was way too busy today and I didn't get around to prep her because I have to give her a heads up.
Yeah.
And then I had the thought in the back of my mind. I said, you know what? Why don't we switch things up a little bit this year and call Miss Margie,
ooh,
my dad's girlfriend. But then I said, hold on, wait a minute. That would cause a bigger Oculus rift if my mother found out that I had my dad's girlfriend on the show over her.
Yes.
That would not be a good thing to do. So I avoided doing that. And all around, I just avoided not having my mom on the show. And it's Mother's Day. But my feelings are a little hurt about what's going on with my mom right now.
What? What's going on?
Mother's Day, Sunday. This coming Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What am I? I am the Instagram chef.
Yes.
Yeah.
I put my foot through my kitchen every time I set it on fire.
Mm.
And I have yet to even let one particular listener who knows who they are, who sent me a very, very generous. I can't English well today.
Mm-mm. No.
Who sent me a very generous gift.
Yes.
For my birthday. And I finally was in my right mind to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent it on something, and I have yet to even tell that person what I spent it on.
Ooh.
So I'm going to hold on, pad for me for a minute. I'm going to send that listener a tweet right now. Let them know that I'm talking about them. So, hopefully they're watching.
They're not. Liv, I just want to let you know that Doug just told us that Corey did not bring rolls for us.
Oh,
they were just his leftovers.
Yeah, they probably were. They kind of taste like microwave.
And where are you getting these Doug comments from?
All these Dougs are coming straight from the Facebook.
The Facebook.
All right. I said Twitter, and then like I almost said Instagram, and I was like, wait, no, it's Facebook.
Okay, so the person now knows if they're watching that I'm talking about them.
They're not
watching. If they're not, they will see that tweet, and then hopefully they'll go back and watch the show. But they now know that I'm talking about them. And this person was very generous, and I don't want to put them on the spot, and I don't want to air my own business.
Yeah.
But they were they gave me a very generous gift, and I used that gift for the purchase of the new Gotham Steel copper pants.
Ooh. Ooh,
but the whole set.
Wow.
And D-Tay came home that day and actually picked up the cartoon size box that was outside the
door.
That must have been heavy, huh?
And it actually was not.
All of the copper, the Gotham Steel copper. But I'm going to have more on those because I'm right now conducting a experiment.
A stress test.
Yes, I like that. A stress test over the Gotham Steel. But anyway, so I have all these brand new pots and pans, and I need reasons to use them.
Yeah.
And the one reason I came up with is to cook my mother and my entire family a beautiful Mother's Day dinner.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Doesn't it sound great?
Yes. It really does.
Wouldn't you like to come if I was to invite you?
Yes. Well, I'm not a mother, so I don't know.
Well, you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm not a mother.
You're a mother. the thing that I was planning is that I would have everybody over, your sisters, maybe little D, over to the house for Mother's Day. Everybody can come over after praising baby Jeebus, and I'll put down a really nice dish. You remember, D-T, I was telling you a while back, I don't think we discussed it on the show, it may have been Pillow Talk, where I was telling you about how I wanted to take the big rotini pasta
and make the cake out of it.
Make the cake out of it, but fill them with like lasagna stuffing and stuff like that. That's what I was thinking I would do, but then I would make it kind of healthier, and I can't use cheese, so I would use the goat cheese, and I can't use ground beef, so I would use turkey because my mom and stuff. That was the idea that I had.
You should have done that.
So what I did is I sent a text, I fired off a text message through my magic vagina phone to my sisters, and I said, hey, Mother's Day dinner at my house. And so I'm sitting back and I got my feet up on my desk. I'm like, you know what? I just saved them both hundreds of dollars on
this. Yeah, I did that thing.
I did that. Mm. Talk about stats.
I sent that text.
What was the line? Talk about stats or.
No, it's take that for data.
Take that for data. I had
it. He messes that up every single time.
All the time. I had it covered. I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. You know, my sisters, they're not going to have to cook. They're not. All they got to do is go get a little crazy little card from Walgreens to make mama cry. That's all they got to do.
Yeah.
Everything else going to be
taken care of. They're going to mess it up anyways, but yeah.
They mess it up when they let the little nigglet write in the card. They let the little baby write in there. Don't let the baby write in there. She can't write. just because she said that's her name. That's not her name. She's just drawing boobies. That's all she's doing is she's just drawing boobies.
What is that? It's a dolphin. No, that is penile.
Baby, you drawing boobies. That's all that is. But nobody want to tell her because they don't want to hurt her feelings. But Uncle Corey's going to tell you, baby, you drawing boobies. That's not your name. Sit your little black self down somewhere.
No, her name is Boobie. Boobie Miles. You want to win, put boobies in.
So I fire off the text message to my sisters.
Yeah.
I'm expecting, oh, Corey, this is going to be the greatest idea ever. Oh, Corey, you're such a really great cook. Uh-huh. Oh, Corey, even though I don't follow you on Instagram, I still like all your food. Your food looks so delicious. You believe such beautiful, you build such beautiful flavor profiles and stuff like that. No, I didn't get none of that.
No.
Wow.
What I got back was, Mom don't want to have a home-cooked meal. She wants Chinese takeout.
Mm. What?
My mom.
You want Panda Express?
Mom, no, not Panda Express. It gets even deeper than that. She just don't want Chinese takeout. She wants Chinese takeout from a specific place, from an Atlantic place, from an Indian Ocean place, from the Pirate Caribbean place.
From the Mediterranean place?
From the Mediterranean Queen of the Nile Chinese food place.
Wow. She wanted from the Yangtze River itself.
It's not a Chinese takeout place she wants to go to for Mother's Day. No. Guess what it is? My ultimate restaurant nemesis.
All you can eat.
An all you can eat buffet.
And all you can eat Tina buffet?
Avocados from Mexico. I don't know why I hit that, but it seemed like it fit. She wants to go to an all-you-can-eat Chinese food buffet. And that's not the least of it, Philippians. My soul is hurting.
Wait, hold on. Oh. Where is this Chinese buffet?
That's the part that really, really hurts. That's the part that, man, that's the part that broke my heart. Where she want to go?
Where she want to go?
She want to go down to South Phoenix, man.
See, so ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm laughing is because me and Corey go back and forth like every single day because I am an advocate and enthusiast and just fanatic. I'm a fatnatic for the South Side.
Oh.
And Corey is completely against the South Side.
I am because nothing ever, I am the last good thing to come out of South Phoenix.
Lies.
What?
Your boy right here.
No, you still in South Phoenix.
I'm here.
No.
I'm here in the studio.
You mentally, your ass is still hood. I don't care. You come up here to Glendale in the studio, and this is almost half not hood, but it's still a little bit of hood. But you share the same space as me in beautiful, lovely North Phoenix. Your ass is still South Phoenix mentally. You still there.
South Side till I die. Whoop, whoop, Park South. Let's go, baby. Get it.
Yes, you are. And I'm not going to argue that. Not going to argue that.
Let's go. Catch me outside.
But now I have to take this beautiful day.
Catch me outside.
Known as Mudder's Day.
Mudder's Day.
And traipse down there with the people.
Ain't nothing wrong with the South Side.
Also, yes, there. Dude, come on. How much time you got?
Name one thing wrong with the South Side.
There's people down there.
People everywhere.
South Side should be a farm country.
No.
That's what South Side should be.
That's what Levine is.
No, Levine is the new South Side.
No, Levine.
Levine, Arizona is the new South Side, and you know who its distant cousin is?
What?
Goodyear. They all South Side 2.0.
No, Goodyear is not bad. I work in Goodyear, and like, well, I got to Goodyear, and they were like, oh, we got gangs out in Goodyear. I'm like, what gangs you got? You know what the kids at one of my schools do after a half day?
What?
They hang out at Target. That's what they do for fun. They hang out in Target.
You know why? Because there ain't nobody else down there because they're afraid to stay at home because their daddies are selling drugs out the back door.
And
their mama's whoring in the garage.
No, they're not.
You have these rose-colored glasses when you see the ghetto and you think you got to see the trees for the forest, baby. You got to see the trees for the forest.
You're too busy looking at the trees in the forest. I'm looking at the leaves.
No, the leaves.
I'm looking at the leaves. I'm judging the roots.
No, that's what you need to do.
I'm running my hand down the trunk.
You need to leave
I'm trying to climb
that area.
The branches.
Now, let me put this disclaimer out there. If anybody is listening or watching or streaming this show right now and you are from
Happy
the South
Arbor Day.
Phoenix area or from Goodyear or from Levine, we appreciate your patronage of our sponsors.
Yes.
Hey, I fox with you. I fox with you heavy.
No, you don't.
I do. I do.
There is nothing good in South Phoenix, and I do not want to spend the Mother's Day. My whole idea, it's just not the fact that I want to cook for my mom.
Hold on, I want to get her out of that environment. Corey, first of all.
Why are you yelling right on the mic?
First of all.
Mike 101.
Your mom is a close personal friend of mine. All right. Thirdly.
How many fingers is that? This is a show for Ustream. Hey, Lip.
Thirdly. All right.
Ain't nothing wrong
with the South Side. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with the South Side. And Appendage B. All right. This is not Corey Day. It is Mother's Day.
Okay.
And you going to take your happy ass and do whatever your mother wants.
If your mama wants you to rock
butt naked into Lynn's buffet with a sparkle up your butt, you going to do that for your mama.
See, I didn't even say the name of the restaurant.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because now everybody is going to be hanging outside. I'm number one, they're not going to notice me because I'm going to be in disguise.
They don't know what time you're going, 2:00.
Listen. Here's the thing. I didn't say I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I was just a little butthurt over the fact that I had this grand, beautiful idea on how to just roll it out.
Oh, I know.
Cry me a river.
Just
like Justin Timberlake.
He doesn't have control. That's what the problem is.
You know what, Lip? Hold on, Lip. Because I have control. Oh, Lip. What? You are completely right. Corey has no control over this. Looks like he has no control over the Ustream anymore. So I can cut him out of the picture anytime I want.
I'm okay.
Just like you have control of the mic, you could just cut his mic off anytime you want. But that'll probably end the show right there, and we'll be dead.
That'll probably end the entire network.
But yeah, no, I feel Lip's onto something. Have no control of what.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
If they came up to your lovely house,
it's
and
not
wherever
that,
you
it's 30
where,
years old,
your beautiful luxury home.
I know
it's not that at
your,
all.
Your nice little duplex
with all my wire hangers,
all your wire hangers, and updated appliances,
stainless steel pans. Even though I'm going to get one of those refrigerators with the TV and the internet in it.
Your tiger bedskin rug.
Oh. It's an imported shag carpet from Shanghai, China.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a fabrication. Corey literally has a throw rug made of the back hair of Sri Lankan princesses.
It's not the back hair; it's their booby hairs.
Oh, I'm sorry, booby hair.
The boobies that my little niece draws.
Oh,
that's so bad.
I'm gonna go down there, and I'm gonna have a Mother's Day Chinese takeout with my mom. And here's the thing: I'm not wearing slacks. I'm wearing shorts. That's my way of protesting.
Ooh.
Wow. You show them. You show them them. You show that leg in protest.
You show them kinkles.
Show that hamhock in protest.
I almost twisted my hamhock trying to come up the stairs.
Oh, I hurt my shmungeggy.
I put my foot up on one stair, and then I'm like, oh, crap, the elevator's over there. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You almost crapped on yourself?
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon has amazing deals for your mother this Mother's Day. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Did they not fix that?
No, that's all he wrote this week. I think I freaked him out so bad about the meltdown last week.
Hello, Rakesh Patel.
That he didn't even write an Amazon read this week.
Hey, if I got chewed out.
Was the Amazon logo up there?
It was.
Oh, okay. It was just a very short one. I didn't even see it because he wrote the commercial so short.
That's true, too.
Yes. Who is what? If you're going to shout, okay, we're just going to go ahead and do this now. If you're going to shout out the people on Facebook.
Hello, Rakesh.
You just yelling out
Patel people from that listening Facebook. To the. Hey, what is that, Rabar?
It's Robar.
Robar?
Ishmat.
Hello, yes, ho.
He's most likely from
it's
most likely from another country. But when you're mentioning those, I'm sorry,
from the Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. If ladies and gentlemen, from now on, let's just get that out of the way. If ever I say a comment, just know I'm reading the Facebook. That, I don't have Twitter.
Radio doesn't work that way.
I don't have Twitter. I'm not gonna tell you where it's
you
from.
You have to paint the picture. Come on, man. K says hello to Rakesh off of Twitter. She's shouting out everybody back on Twitter. So thank you, Rakesh, and all you guys for streaming the show from all over the world. I love that. Fat Guy Radio
Shout
Show
out your state.
Is international.
Thank you, Rakesh. We are great people. I think we are, too. And
we are.
We are doing good, Rakesh. I hope you're doing well.
Yes.
Off the Facebook.
I love it. It's an international interactive show right now. I am so giddy with happiness right now. Yes. I am giddy with happiness.
This is pretty dope.
So, okay, I'm over the mom thing. I love my mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Tiffany, don't play this for Mom.
Rest in peace, Mom. Ooh, I love you.
Your mom's not dead.
To me, she is.
That's so wrong.
All the way from India. Rakesh is in India right now.
What?
We are getting live tweets and live Facebook feeds from India.
I am blown away right now.
Bro, we're sitting in Arizona right now, and I'm having a conversation with Rakesh Patel via Facebook from India. That is so dope.
Where are the BDB Radio Network suit and ties now?
I know.
Where are you, sons of bitches?
We made it. Mama, I made it.
We in India.
I knew you were watching me from heaven, Mama. I made it.
Never would have made it. All right. I am an idiot.
Yes, you are.
We all know that.
No.
You're getting mad because your mom wants.
Are we stating facts or news?
Okay. We all in this room have iPhones, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Except for Lip, who has now one-upped me.
Hey, Lip, this is another thing. He has no control. Hold up. Let me go. So, Lip, he has no control. Now he's pissed that you done one-upped him.
Yeah. I'm
you got a new phone. Hold on, let's bring him back so we can see where this goes. Yes, Corey?
I'm not pissed. I got connects. I'm going to one-up him again.
Yeah.
Me and Steve Jobs, we like this. Wait, him dead, isn't
it? Hey, Steve Jobs is having drinks with my mom right now. I'm sorry, Mom. I love you.
Okay. We all got iPhones.
Yeah.
Yes.
And have we or have we not done segment after segment, topic after topic on this show talking about spam or what we call WAG mail in our emails, right?
Yeah.
I have preached from the mountaintops.
Yeah.
Very tall mountains.
About avoiding WAG mail.
Small mountains for him.
Well,
at hills.
I fell prey.
You fell prey to the WAG mail?
To WAG mail.
How did
you
that happen?
You didn't see it coming.
You know what? I didn't see it coming until after I reacted. I used to have an app on my phone that I utilized to talk to a couple of celebrity friends.
I think I know what app you're talking about.
Right. So I used the app to talk to a couple of celebrity friends, especially when they were across seas, when they were overseas, so that they wouldn't have to use roaming minutes, so we would just talk through this app. Well, I've deleted that app since those celebrity friends are now back in the States, and I don't have to use that app to communicate with them. I just dial their number directly.
Nice.
So what I did is that I was scrolling through my email, which I have 5 email inboxes on my phone. Uh-huh. I'm scrolling through my email, and I saw one one email that said you have a voicemail from that app that I used to have, because that app used to have a voicemail. And I remember, even though I deleted it off my phone, I necessarily didn't cancel my account on that app. So I, not even thinking about it, knowing the few, the two or three celebrities that I've talked to through this app, I said, it's got to be one of those three. That was the first thing that popped in my mind. And when I tapped it, it said play voicemail. I tapped the button that said play voicemail.
Hold up. I think I know exactly what that voicemail said. It said, hey, Corey. I just got a big vat of ragu. Would you like to come over and make ravioli?
It was even worse than that. What? It wasn't a voicemail at all. It routed me to a website. And then it was a blank page. And then that routed me to another site, which was also a blank page. And then it dumped me off at some Miley Cyrus, some slag magazine story about Miley Cyrus from 10 years ago. And and the email and the websites that it was routing me through were were basically websites that I've read articles about being fictitious and being spam and being what do I want to call it hacked or whatever. So I was completely shocked. So I immediately disconnected my phone from my home Wi-Fi. I immediately shut my phone off. I deleted my catch. I shut my phone off, and then all panic hit. I'm like, my phone just got compromised. There is no way, because I just opened up the Vortex to allow whatever script to be written in my phone. We use our phones for banking. We use our phones for all my kids' information is in the phone. Everything is in my phone. And I'm like, I just opened up the portal to allow them to do whatever the hell they want to the phone. And with and here's the thing, the iPhone, they're very difficult to penetrate unless you open the door.
Yeah.
And I opened the door.
The floodgates has opened.
Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Yes. That is what I did, and I panicked, and I didn't know what the hell to do. And then I got mad at myself. I'm like, you idiot. You go on an international talk show every week and you preach from the mountaintops about avoiding wagmail, and I fall for wagmail.
Yes.
So I power the phone back up.
Did you smash it with the hammer?
Rabar says you're stupid, bro. Fresh off the
I am, and I own the fact that I'm own the fact that I was stupid in doing this. I should have. And then when I went back and looked at the email, even after I deleted it in my deleted box, the name of the app had a space in between the two names of the app that I used to have.
Oh,
that right there should have been
sent you off, man.
That should. It's the indicators.
That's
that
like
I
when you spell Kit Kat
the
without the dash. If the Kit Kat doesn't have the dash, it's not a Kit Kat. It's just Kit Kat.
I was an idiot. So I didn't know what to do. So I immediately, when I powered the phone back up, I deleted all of my financial apps. I deleted all of, I deleted everything that, I didn't even sign back into Facebook.
Wow.
I was that freaked out. I would not use, I wouldn't use my phone other than to make phone calls. And then I was even nervous about that, because if I open up the Vortex, they could pretty much get in and turn the phone on and get access to the microphones.
See,
too.
The last time I did that with my phone, when I opened up a CD kind of email, I just dumped it in some bleach, pulled it out, and worked like new.
I was freaked out, dude.
I'm telling you, the bleach bath works.
So I called Verizon.
Yeah.
Verizon, who's my carrier, switched me over to AT&T. And then AT&T's like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. This is Corey Blaze. This is the Corey Blaze.
Okay.
And they hooked your boy up.
What'd they do?
They did some CIA bones diagnosis on my phone, where my phone just started doing a whole lot of weird stuff. And they pretty much just reset my entire phone back to the Friday, the day before I clicked on that email. So my phone is like completely all new up to that point, because luckily my phone is backed up to the cloud.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
See, but when they hack your cloud, then what are you going to do?
Then I'm boned. I can't believe that I failed. No, we changed all the cloud passwords and stuff.
Yeah.
But I can't believe I fell for it, man.
You fell for it, bro.
I did. I was hook, line, and sinker, bro.
You idiot.
I was dumb. I was mad. But that's not what we're here for.
No, that's definitely not what we're here for.
Thank you guys very much. DT, if you're going to monitor that Facebook, I'm going to need you to multitask there anytime you feel like doing so, son. 2016 strikes again.
Mm. 2016 got again.
2016 wow. strikes
We're halfway
again.
Through this year almost.
We are.
Yeah, and 2016 is getting people claiming. Left and right.
We yes. lost Rob Dyrdek's secret lover.
Oh.
Big Black Boykin. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're living under a rock.
Christopher Big Black.
Christopher Big Black Boykin sashayed off this planet
sashayed away.
Tuesday night.
Yes.
And allegedly by heart attack.
Yeah. Well, he was a big guy.
He was a huge dude.
So it was like two of you.
Yeah. But my aww. Thing is hearing that.
It's actually really kind of sad.
It really is. I love Big Black. Yeah. But the thing is like that is home for me. Because I share living quarters with a fat guy.
Thank you for not calling me black. I appreciate that.
A fat black guy.
I am not black. How dare you?
Who happens to be?
I'm sorry. A very dirty white guy.
Okay, I accept.
A fat
that.
Dirty white guy.
I accept that.
Who's celebrity?
Who eats all the time?
I do not eat all the time. Food just falls out of the sky into my mouth.
Into his mouth. It was like cloudy with a chance of meatballs around his mouth and at all times.
And there just happened to be 100% chance of meatballs that day.
Wow. How many did you fit in your mouth?
All of them.
200.
But, like, I see you every day, and like every time I see you, you're always eating or about to eat.
Just stop right there. You're lying. You do not see me every day.
Okay.
Oh. And
I see you 2 to 3 times a week.
We're not going to have a repeat of what happened, what took place on the bonus show. We're not going to have a repeat of that.
Well, all I know is every time I come in the house, you in the refrigerator, in the kitchen.
Cooking.
In the refrigerator, eating all the food, all the pig feet. All the collard greens, all the hog maw.
You know he lying because I will never legs. Have any of that South Phoenix mentality food
okay,
in
I'm
my
sorry.
North
I'm
Phoenix
sorry.
House.
I'm sorry. You're in the kitchen eating all the brie.
I can't have cheese.
Well, that don't stop you.
That's true.
Exactly. Mm. All the popsicles.
Why is it? How is this turned on to me when it's about Big Boy Black and
because Corey,
big
you
black dude,
you
dying.
Shoveling more crap in your gullet. Than Big Black ever did.
Is that why my little brother, Lil D, called me up yesterday?
Because he knows.
He was he literally, and then you know what? It's not
is
too
he crying again.
It's not too often that I pull back the curtain and show me and Lil D sensitive side. We're brothers, so we do have a sensitive connection.
Yeah.
He was literally nervous about me dying.
You know
after
why?
After Big Black died.
You know why?
Wow.
Death comes in threes. First Don Rickle, then Big Black. And we don't want you to be the third.
No, it's not going to be the third because that other dude died.
Who?
I don't know, but he was the third one.
Death comes in fours. We don't want you to be the fourth.
Little D was literally because, worried for me.
Because you got to understand, heart disease is like very common in the African American. I know you say you white, but brother, you a brother.
No,
all right. No matter, you can take the South Phoenix, you can take the boy out of South Phoenix, but you got them South Phoenix in your genes. You wanted to suppress them, but that South Phoenix is going to, that's probably what's going to kill you. You're going to have a heart attack because the South Phoenix genes are going to be like, oh, you don't want to love us? We're going to love you until you die. And they're going to squeeze your heart so hard, it's going to pop in your chest.
It's not going to happen. He was just nervous, and what prompted, he's never cared about my life before. So now he is, now because Big Black, the celebrity, Rob Dyrdek's secret lover, passed away, he now thinks that he doesn't want anything to happen to me.
Corey, give me one moment. Lip. Yeah. what I'm hearing is Big D, Little D is sad because he knows that if Corey actually passed away, his money train has ended. Yes. Let's go back. Oh, hey, how's it going,
Corey? Hi. Thank you very much. I'm glad you guys are having your own show over there. But it is.
It's the show within the show.
2016 strikes again.
Yes.
Rob Dyrdek. And you know what? Actually, it was. And we put all kidding aside. It was actually a shock because Big Black was the guy that was like the breakout.
I'm sorry. Very quickly. There is a. I'm not going to read all the comments because this is going back and forth. But Our friends, Rabar and Rakish, are going at each other's throats on the Facebook comments, and it's hilarious.
I thought they were fighting at us. I saw that. They're fighting with each other?
They're fighting with each other. They're going back and forth on each other.
Rakish and Rabar, you guys cut it out. Enjoy. Wow. You broke, bitch. Look, you guys, that's not right. What are you guys doing?
Rabar's an Indian prince, apparently.
Oh, yes. Hello. Honor to you. You... Love. Okay, you guys. All right, you guys have, right. Knock yourself out. Enjoy the show. I don't care if you fight. If it gets funny, DJ, chime in.
I think the scary part is that he was only 45 and you're getting close to that.
I'm not.
What is that, like 2 years from now?
I had to talk. Asses. I had to talk Little D off the cliff.
You did. I was actually sitting there next to you, and I wanted to say, hey, tell him I said hi, but at the same time, I was like, no, that's a sensitive matter.
I had to
and
talk.
Little D,
I mean,
I love you, man.
And you know what? Me and my little brother, when he comes on the show, he does what he does because that's what he does. And we don't pull back the curtain of our brotherly love too often.
Yeah.
But that was a moment where he could not. His brotherly love just outshined.
Like, he was legitimately worried.
He was. He was literally upset.
Like I said, I was sitting there next to you, and I heard the worry in his voice.
He was literally upset. Mm-hmm. Like the time that once AJ found out about my surgery, because we kept it from him while I was going through it. Yeah. Once AJ found out about my surgery, he was very, very worried. And so, but I'm like, I told Lil D, I'm like, I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen. You know, I'm not. Kidding.
He's going down. I call dibs on the waterbed.
It's the big one. I don't want to die in front of the prince.
Earthquake coming.
But yeah, so Rob Dyrdek, he released a tweet yesterday about his sadness. And I think there was like some beef between Rob and Big Black at one point.
Was there?
I don't recall.
I think there was some beef between them. And then they kind of squashed it a couple of years ago. And now Big Black is... off the planet.
Yeah, I don't know about the beef.
I never heard about the beef.
I don't know.
I heard about the chicken.
Where's the chicken?
I heard about the pork.
All right, are we up on a break?
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Pretty soon. All right, I'll get to this real quick. I teased this last week.
Yeah.
The drunk driving theory.
Okay.
I was having a conversation with one of my very, very drunk friends. Mm-hmm. He is a professional.
The White Knight?
He is, not the White Knight. The White Knight's a pothead. He's not, God, I'm sorry. I hope he doesn't. Everybody is now paying attention to the fight on the Facebook page right now. Okay, let's just all sit here and watch the day. I'm doing a radio show here.
Hey, this is better than Chavez Jr. and Canelo.
Oh, yeah. A lot more interesting.
How dare you? A lot more interesting than the show?
No, it's a lot more interesting than the Chavez Jr. and Canelo fight. I realize why you thought, ladies and gentlemen, Corey Blaze thought that Cesar Chavez was a boxer. And he is. Cesar Chavez Jr. is a professional boxer. But Cesar Chavez High School is named after Cesar Chavez, the activist.
No one understood anything you just said. Because no one knows the backstory to that conversation.
Oh, so the other day, Corey, on my Snapchat, if you have my Snapchat, you would know he came.
We're not going to go to the drunk driving.
Clearly, we're not.
Okay, drunk driving.
No. You set it up now. You put it out there. Now finish the story.
Well,
Point out my incorrectivities.
So, Corey was telling me a story about like his times back in South Phoenix when he was ghetto.
When I used to be ghetto before I saw the light, baby Jesus saved my soul.
Before he got his first $100 bill. Before he got his first $100 bill.
I still have it. It's in a frame.
And spent it on cocaine.
Before he smoked pot.
Before in the church's chicken. You guys got to get the bonus show.
You
this
do.
Would make fun. This would be funny if you got the bonus show. Or if you're an elite member, you could watch us do it. Ooh. All right, get to it. We're up on a break.
But yeah, so he was telling me about South Phoenix. He said, hey, what was that school? You know, the one named after that boxer. I was like, what school? He's like, the one over at such and such street. I was like, are you talking about Cesar Chavez? He's like, yeah, that's the one. Isn't that a boxer? I was like, no, it's an activist. So I had to go on the Snapchat to let everyone know that Corey didn't know.
I didn't.
And then I found out that Cesar Chavez Jr. is a boxer.
And that's who I was referencing.
No, you weren't.
That's who I was referencing.
You had no idea.
I was referencing that.
You just thought that his name was Mexican and he's automatically a boxer.
That's who
only boxers can get schools named after them. That's what you thought.
That's exactly who I was. That was who I was referencing. It was a Mexican guy that had gloves on. Right?
I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, folks. On the other side of this break, we'll reset and start the show. And it's warming up here in Arizona. And people are being dumb again.
Yeah.
Because summer is back and people are starting to hit those freaking hiking trails. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. If you miss a little, you miss a lot. It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn.
What did I say?
Well, so now I know if he's ever playing house and it's late at night, I'm just going to eat in my car. just don't bring food into the house. I'm just going to eat in my car, get out, throw it away, and then come and go home.
Little DJ just sitting on the curb on my Peoria resident with a little purple jacket and box bottle, sitting out there eating. Ain't nothing on the, nobody on the streets.
Under the yellow
what
lights.
What are those little bushes that flow through the streets and like the wind?
Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed just blows down my street. And every once in a while, he slowly turns around and looks at the warm house behind him with one single tear in his eye and says, "There's a beautiful kitchen table. I wish I could eat at in there."
But I can't.
But I can't because the big bear doesn't like mess.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that clip you just heard is from our bonus show, and this segment of the free show is brought to you by our bonus show. We do a fifth monthly uncensored, commercial-free, no-rules episode, and we call it Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn. We work our asses off to make it special for you, and there are things on that show you will never hear on this show because this show has too many regulations. It is a premium to download and premium subscription, and it does help keep these free shows afloat. So check out the Afterburn Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn or click the Afterburn banner on our website. And when you do, you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping Fat Guy Radio Show to continue for years to come. And if you really want to kick it up a notch and become a Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show elite member, you get exclusive access to the Facebook group where the Afterburn show is streamed live and you can interact during the Afterburn show. That's just for those diehard Lady K type listeners. Those people that really, 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 really love us. So visit fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and sign up today. And thank you very much for doing so. So real quick, I'll cover my driving drunk theory.
Yes.
My friend who is the son of, no, he's not the son of anybody. Friend of mine named Dan Dan.
Okay.
We call him Dan Dan. His name is Daniel. Because I have too many Daniels in my life, and I need to give everybody nicknames. Lil D is a Daniel. Daniel Taylor is a Daniel. Dan Dan is a Daniel. So he's Dan
Dan. I'm a Daniel.
You're a Daniel. I'm a Daniel. Everybody's a Daniel.
I'm a dude.
So Dan Dan is a professional functioning alcoholic.
Okay.
Well, no, he's a drunk because alcoholics go to meetings. Dan Dan shares this theory with me about driving drunk.
Okay.
He says in his drunken stupor that his driving drunk theory is that you have a better chance of surviving the accident you cause by driving drunk because you're drunk.
Mm.
And the reason why is because your body does not react and tense up right before the impact. And it's the tenseness of your body that causes the injuries in a car accident.
Mm.
Now, here's what's interesting. That drunk MF-er has some validity in his comment. Because, yes, your automatic reflex to tense up and protect your vital organs does allow the any type of force or pressure put on the human body to be more severe because you're not relaxed where your body can absorb any of the impact.
Yeah.
So medically, he's right. How he got there is way far-fetched.
How?
Because you can't say if you drive drunk, you have a better chance of surviving the accident that you caused because your impairment doesn't allow you to become tensed right before the impact of the accident.
But that's all true.
It is all true, but you don't want to say drive drunk, cause an accident, because even though you're drunk, the people in the other car, they're not.
And they're going to tense up.
And they're going to tense up.
And they're going to die.
So maybe everyone should just drive drunk.
That's the way that I knew that you would approach it, you a-hole. That's not true. This is Dan Dan's driving drunk theory that has somewhat of validity, but is completely, ethically, and morally wrong.
Why?
Because you don't drive drunk.
That's the law.
And what's this the reason?
I'm not going to debate this with you. You don't drive drunk, period. I'm not going to debate this with you. It's just the law. You brace for impact, so your body is...
That's where they make seatbelts and airbags.
It made me ponder.
Doesn't work. Seatbelts and airbags don't work.
No, it doesn't. But I'm not going to debate that with you. But anyway.
I got hit in the face with an airbag, and I had a swollen face for 3 days.
And you tensed up before that airbag hit you, didn't you?
No, I had no idea. I probably tensed up afterwards because all the chicken we had just bought spread everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, go buy the Afterburn.
You got to get the I was about to. See, I crossed my streams again.
I don't think you discussed that on Afterburn.
I don't know if
I did.
You, did you talk about that on Afterburn, or did you talk about that on the free show, or have you not talked about it at all?
I could have sworn we talked about it on Afterburn.
No, because after the show, I asked you, so what happened? And you told me.
Okay, somebody in this room needs to listen to that show. Do you guys not have subscriptions?
I don't have subscriptions.
I don't have a subscription either.
Broke. I don't get paid for this show. This is a free show that I do.
I don't get paid for this show either. How
yeah,
the
but
hell?
You're rich. you're rich on your day job.
He's right.
I'm broke.
He's right. Oh, the Afterburn. I think we did talk about it, or did we not? Lip, you were there.
I don't know.
I recall.
Tim chicken people. Chicken.
It. Chicken everywhere. All
we
over.
We did not talk about it.
Chicken all over Tempe.
Those chickens are free, flying everywhere.
It's just free range chickens all over Tempe. All right. So anyway, question here.
Yes.
Answer.
Lip. I always answer the like question when someone says question. I'm like answer.
Lip. I'll pose this question to you, and then DT will go to you.
Okay.
Lip.
Yes.
Would you save a child locked in a hot car? Yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. DT, we're going over to you.
All right.
Would you save a child in a locked, hot car?
Define save.
You would break the window out and take the child out of the hot car.
How do I know the car is hot?
Philippius, would you save an animal locked in a hot car?
Not likely.
Against my better judgment, DT. Same question to you.
What type of animal? Is it a bird? Is it a snake? Snakes love the heat. They're cold-blooded. They need it. Is it a gerbil? Gerbils just bury under. Like, these are things I need to know. Like, this question is loaded.
It's not a loaded question. It's a leading question up to the topic of the ABC 15 poll that they put up on Facebook this week, asking people if they would save a child or an animal that they see locked in a hot car because it's the summertime here in Arizona. It's getting to the summertime here in Arizona. And people have been known to leave their children and leave their animals locked in the cars while they run in the store and grab something, quote, with finger quotations real quick and run back out. Babies have died. Animals have died.
Are the windows cracked?
Even if the windows are cracked.
Is there a mister in the car?
There's not a mister in the car. So ABC 15 posed this question. And the reason why they posed this question is because Arizona is just passed the law making it legal for you and me and Philippians and everybody to smash out a window and rescue a baby or an animal that's locked in a hot car.
You know question, what I would do?
Question. Go ahead. Real
quick. I would smash out all the windows and be like, they needed air.
My question is, what kind of car is it? Because if it's a Mercedes-Benz, that is one hell of a casket. I'm just saying. Like, I want to die in a Rolls Royce. Like, if you see me locked in a Rolls Royce, just let me be. Just let me be. I'm going with God.
Why are there so many subtopics and sub-questions that you have to answer? The life of a baby and the life of an animal is in danger. Why does the make and model of the car have anything to do with it?
What color is the baby?
Wow.
Is the baby an ass? Because if the baby's an ass, like,
is the baby mean? Is it like, an ugly baby?
Is it on a sleep schedule? Does it wake you up at night? Because then you might just want to get rid of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please send your complaints to ryan@hehateshisnewjob.com. I mean, this is just too... They passed a law, but people are saying that it's a useless law because we already have a Good Samaritan law here that allows you to do whatever you have to do to any inanimate object to save another's life. The thing is, though, that the people are real... Some people are really pissed off of the fact that they have this law actually puts a baby's life at the same level of a dog's life.
How?
Because the law covers both babies and dogs. Now, this is just a counter argument that's coming up that's pissing people off. They're saying, oh, so a dog's life is as equal to a baby's life. And people, a lot of people don't believe that.
I'm pretty sure people have been sent to jail and stuff for dog fighting.
Right.
When Mike Vick was fighting dogs and got kicked out,
Mike Vick.
It does. Got kicked out of the NFL for a while and had to serve life. Everyone was like, he was killing dogs. That's the same as murder. He's murdering dogs.
Right.
So if you get mad about Mike Vick, why the hell are you not mad? Like, why are you mad that we're saying, okay, so if we see a locked dog in a car, then the owner's obviously killing that dog. So let's save it. Like, so that right there is complete asinine.
The law is written now because what was happening is that people were breaking out windows and then the owners of those cars were coming back and filing lawsuits against them for breaking out the window and saving their dog or saving their pet or saving their kid.
Yeah.
Lady K off the Twitter says, yes, she would break out a baby right after dialing 911. She'd save the baby and save the dog. And in Arizona, Lady K, it can literally get up to 180 degrees to 200 degrees inside of a car that is sitting out in the middle of the sun all day. When it's 100, it could be 90 degrees outside and it could still be, hell, it could be 70. We had a 70 degree day last week. It could still get up to 150 degrees inside of a car.
Question.
Answer.
Do I have a hammer to break the window?
Oh my God. All right.
Am I using my fist?
Why are there so many subcategories?
I don't know if I want to break my hand for
what's
a baby.
What's important here is that there is a G somewhere in there. All right, folks. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back. And according to everybody on social media, Rakesh and Robar made up. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be here till the end of time.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app.
It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now. Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
So you got to let me know.
Hello from Halo 6, ladies and gentlemen. That is my premium electronic cigarette. And yes, I called it mine because it is mine. I love my Halo 6. I have it with me right here, and I'm going to explain to you what I did this week. You know, when you have these electronic cigarettes, it takes some care if you want them to last. Now, Halo Cigs makes these robust. They make them durable to last you a long time, but you gotta give it some TLC. So I actually took apart the parts that come apart on my Triton Tank 2 system and actually cleaned it all out. I ordered myself a new pack of coils because there is a coil inside that Halo 6 tells you is replaceable. When you start to, you can sense when the performance starts to swindle a little bit, and they're made to do that. But Halo 6 provides everything you need, all of the cleaning filaments, how to clean it, all those instructions come with every module, whether it's the Triton Tank 2, whether you still have the G6, or whether you have one of the larger models, which is over my shoulder, like the Reactor, or their bigger model that has a higher output. No matter what module you have, Halo 6 provides you a clear-cut way to maintain and clean every device they provide for you. And once you've cleaned it all out, it reverts right back to performing the same way it did when you first bought it. So there's no need, like other electronic cigarettes, to have to pitch the whole thing and start all over. You're not gonna throw away $400 or $500 a year on using Halo 6. Don't believe me? Try it. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee on everything they sell. Get started at the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo 6 D-Tay, give it to Lady K right now and put it in her face.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Ouch.
I hit too many buttons, my bad.
Fat fingers, man, going on a diet.
All right, It is. Okay, let me ask you a question. At the end of the show, we only have a few minutes left, and we're not going to do an hour and 20-minute show. Movie going.
Yes.
Versus Amazon Netflix availability. Now, my heart is broken with Netflix right now because of what they did with Scrubs and what they did with Bones.
Okay.
But right now, there is a new season of a couple of shows that I want to see, but I want to go back to some of the shows are on Amazon, some of the shows are on Netflix. I want to go back to those streaming services to watch them and catch up. But there are movies that come out, like King Arthur opens tomorrow night.
Okay.
King Arthur, I have a feeling it's going to be a good movie because I like that type of storyline. I like that historical reenactment of history. I love that.
Yeah.
But it's not a movie that's going to spend 16 weeks in the theater. So, what is the thought process of waiting a couple of weeks, knowing that the movie that you really want to see is not going to last long in theaters, going to go to Blu-ray. As soon as you see it, to see that Blu-ray commercial, you know the next week it's going to be available on Amazon Instant Video or Netflix.
Yeah.
That's the debate I'm having in my mind because I like to see some of those obscure type movies. Now, I'm not talking about your Star Wars. I'm not talking about your Lego movies that you know are going to be in theaters for a long, lengthy time.
You're talking about your La La Land.
Yeah, your La La Land.
Which is already on Blu-ray and DVD.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what?
They come out and they go into theaters. They're in theaters for 2 weeks and then they're on Blu-ray and then they're on streaming service. So this is my question. My mind game of wanting to see a movie in the theaters or waiting until it's on the online streaming, which you're already paying for. Theaters are $10 now in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're $10 now, and I hear they're almost up to $18 to $20 on the East Coast.
Wow.
To go see a movie that may disappoint you. So where do you weigh in on a movie that may be disappointing and saying, hey, I'll just wait for it to come out on Netflix, or you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet and go see it in theaters.
I'll fill that one first.
Please.
So the way I gauge it is... is there a girl I can take? If I have a date who wants to see that, and I know that this date, me and this date aren't close enough to where I can get her to come to my house.
Okay.
We can go to see it in the movie.
And I understand that concept, but isn't that whole concept kind of overwritten by the Netflix and chill thing?
See, when you go to the movie theaters, Netflix and chill is while the movie's going on, you're going to be doing the hanky-panky.
Yeah, and you turn yourself around.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes. Hanky-panky.
Yes.
You're not going to be in the theater blowing loads.
Arkin.
But you're also not, I don't see it as a date, though, like how you can get to know anybody at a movie theater.
Now this is another interesting crinkle cut here. Because you two clearly have different things. Definition of date is wick dipping. Your definition of date is actually getting to know each other. And your right lip, you cannot, an appropriate date where you really want to get to know somebody cannot happen in a movie theater because there is no opportunity for conversation.
Okay, but who just goes to the movie for the date? That's the whole date night. No, you go either for coffee before the movie, you go to the movie, then you get ice cream or you get like some kind of light snack afterwards, and then you analyze the movie. And this is why you do this lip, because you can actually see where their mind is when they're watching movies. And then you can see if this is the type of person I want to date. Because now you're looking at their analyzation process, you're thinking about how they are psychologically, and then you're seeing what they pick on, what little nuances they pick up on, or what they miss. Because lots of girls, I did not give second dates, because on the first date, they didn't get the key stories to the movie. And I'm like, you know what? You're missing foreshadowing and stuff. So when I start dropping hints, I'm going to have to talk to you like you're a 4-year-old child.
So
I'm be like, this is what I want for my birthday. And you're still not going to get it.
So instead of discussing each other's personalities, likes and dislikes, you take her for ice cream to have a Siskel and Ebert conversation?
Yes. And then you relate it to life and likes and dislikes.
And I think we just understood why he's single.
Because I'm crazy.
No girl wants to sit and have a Siskel and Ebert conversation. And you're talking to the dude that ain't had a date since 1817.
Man, screw you guys.
But the move.
You're just mad because I made a very valid point.
No.
And you liked it. And you're like, dang.
No.
He made a really valid point. Like,
you had. Your
no,
point
you're,
was.
You're
a, your
all
point,
right. Okay.
Your point
I'm
was,
in control. So I'm going to just go like this. And hey, everybody.
Your point.
This is now the DT show.
Your point was as valid
as. DT radio show.
Your point was as valid as the driving drunk.
No, it's actually a good point.
It had some validities, but it's morally and ethically wrong.
It's not morally
but,
ethically wrong.
But we're not
wrong.
Talking about dating. We're talking about waiting for a movie to go to Amazon or Netflix versus going and just seeing the movie. Now, the point
it depends on what services you have. Because if you have Netflix, there's no guarantee that that movie that you want to watch is going to come to Netflix. There's no guarantee it's going to go to Hulu. I mean, Amazon is probably your best bet.
True. Yes, and here's the thing, and I'm
what about
open,
Redbox?
And I know and Amazon is a sponsor of the show, and we appreciate that, and Netflix is not, but I have openly admitted that I have both services. I have Amazon Instant Video, it's my go-to, and then I have Netflix as well because I had Netflix way before Amazon was a affiliate of the show, which is fine. But I will honestly say that each service, though I prefer Amazon Instant Video, each service has their their high points.
Yeah.
Because there are some shows that you can't get on Netflix that are on Amazon. Yeah. And like I said, there are some shows that I want to binge on right now, like TNT's Animal Kingdom. I talked about it last year when it came out. The season two premiere is happening on May 30th, and TNT only put the season one of Animal Kingdom on Amazon Instant Video.
Okay.
But season 12 of Bones, the final season of Bones, is only going to be available on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
And Sense8, which is a show that I've raved about on this show,
yeah,
had their season two just dropped a week ago, and that's only available on Amazon, or only available on Netflix.
Okay.
So those are TV shows. But movies, because movies have been, DT, you and I have gone to movies that we've walked out and like, damn, that was a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of hard to gauge that going in. But it's like a risk. Do I sit and say, okay, this could be a movie that I could enjoy in the theater? Or do I just sit back and wait and say, you know what? I'll wait for it to come out on Amazon Video or Netflix. But to your other point that you made earlier before that entire left field rant that you went on, I didn't consider this. I didn't consider the fact that going to the theater is more of an activity versus the movie because you're going with somebody.
Yeah.
And some, I mean, you and I have done it where we've just gone to the theaters because it's, you know, we both want to see the movie, but we also both want to be in each other's company.
Exactly.
So I didn't consider that.
Yeah, we both didn't want to get point.
But I also think that boring movies that know that the producers of these movies know are going to suck. It's people fall prey to the hype machine and they drop $10 on these movies. And then they realize that this could have been something that they could have waited to go to Amazon.
And that's where you go matinee.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if it's nice outside, the drive-in.
But I do.
That's true, too.
But see, I like the stream TV shows, even though the season 13 of Bones was on, and I could have, a buddy of mine told me that, you know, Corey, just DVR it and you can fast forward through the commercials. I actually like streaming TV shows because it's commercial-free, and you can go from episode to episode to episode to episode to episode, and that's what I like about it. I don't like DVRing and fast forwarding it through commercials.
Yeah.
Because then if you don't hit the play button fast enough, then you skip a couple of minutes of the...
Then you got to rewind it back.
It's dumb.
It really is.
Yes.
Lip, where do you stand on waiting?
I'm a waiter.
At what restaurant?
I know, right? Like, can I get some water? Can I get some guacamole?
Can I get some water in here? Can we get the Robar and Rakish makeup?
Nah, I think Rakish just left.
Rakish bailed out. Oh, well.
Lamar stayed, though.
Yeah, he did. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening all over the world. That really is incredible that the power of the internet allows us to go all over the world. And from North Carolina all the way over to
India
and Australia. And you know what? All kidding aside, that really just... really props us up for the hard work that we do and the sacrifices that we make during the show, knowing that you guys, even though you guys took a Facebook fight, that's fine. But and it's pretty entertaining because we were reading it during the breaks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. He was too busy paying attention to the Robar Rakish fight on Facebook. We couldn't have him on the show. Today's show was brought to you by Target. Get your Mother's Day gifts ordered now, folks, and have them delivered to your house, or you can pick them up at your local Target store. Whatever you do, get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and invite your friends along for the live feed. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes, sir.
And associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad dude.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody all over the world that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, yell into their cranium, there's a G in there somewhere, and let them know. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello! Hello.
Hold on.
on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.